Right. Good morning. I say good morning. I'm struggling here, guys. This is live from the Zoom meeting. How about that? Pretty cool, isn't it? And so somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you, right? Might as well be me. And this morning, I can just keep hearing all kinds of good things about, our conference. And so we'll be talking just a little bit, taking some ideas off of that. And we'll be knocking this out. So hopefully this view is where you can see me and stuff like that. But let's see what we got here. PowerPoint, get it rolling. All right. And we are up and running. I see. Okay. We good? All right. So, of course, we have our support team. You now know our support team in Lucas, taking care of all that. Any ideas, you send them off because we'll implement them. And then, of course, Kristen, who did the great job of organizing everything this weekend, this last couple weeks ago with our conference. Let's keep going. Okay. This is something, I had a, back in the days when I was building my base shop, I had a thing called the system manual. And what the system manual is, and I may have that system manual, it may be in the training center, we'll look a little bit later, but it was a system that we used to make sure that everybody knew exactly what was going on. Now, I always told my guys, sell the system to your team, because people will operate much better if they have a system. It's just like, I believe the most important thing that you can ever do is have a consistent schedule. And so we've been running these things each week consistently. And I would encourage you to start, promoting, because what you'll find is you'll make money. And so we've got the client education series. We've got this, of course. We had our biggest call last week since last April, a year ago, on Tuesday. Had more logins. So encourage all of your team to get on here. I'll make sure that I do what I'm supposed to do. We got the real estate professionals. There's 2 million realtors right now in the U.S., which that's licensed real estate agents. So that's a pretty big market of people to go choose from. Work on that. We can plug those guys in. And then, of course, Saturday Night Fundamentals. Our kickoff meeting is going to be November 13th, how to optimize and implement the best ideas from the Sales Team Pro Conference. If you get on the Facebook group, we're starting to post every day a new audio or video of the keynote speakers. And Lucas is working. We'll talk about that on pulling everything together. And he's going to make this incredible video. And Lucas, are you there? Hey, Lucas.
Hey, Roy. Yep, I'm here.
Give us an update on what you're doing with the all the content.
Well, my goal is to try to get all these speakers up. And I'm trying to get one a day edited. Takes me about 2.5-3 hours to go through, with the PowerPoints and audio and everything. So today we got the innovator panel up, and tomorrow I'm working on Bobby Height, and we're going through and trying to get all these up. And then I'm gonna put together some sort of a overview kind of thing, and we'll go from there, I guess.
Yeah. So a lot of you guys don't realize this. Lucas, you met Lucas. When we started Definite Contact, which became Sales Team Pro, it was all about video and email. And Lucas, has been editing. How long have you been editing stuff, Lucas?
For you, about 12 years.
For me, just 12 years editing. So he's very skilled at that. We're going to create this incredible video that, you can show your guys, and we'll put it on the training center and stuff like that. So now, with all that being said, we sent out a survey. The Survey Monkey is it's a great software. We sent it out. We've had about 40 of you fill out the survey. Survey Monkey told us that the survey was too long, and we know that. But what we wanted to get from all of you is the best ideas that you got from each event, each speaker, and then take the time to do that. And then what SurveyMonkey does is we compile, we have all of the best ideas and we're going to put it into a optimized type thing. So I want to encourage you, we sent this out to you, take the time. You know, it's going to take you probably 20 minutes or so, maybe even longer, to put, you know, your best ideas together that you pulled, and maybe how you're going to use, just put it in there. And then what's going to happen is we're going to pull all this information out, and you're going to have this workbook that is going to be, you know, like your operational manual for optimizing your business going forward. So we're going to do all that. I'll get, you know, Kristen and the whole team, you know, to work on that. But I want to get there. You know, we have way more people than that, and I know it's a pain in the butt, but if you'll do that, we will get a lot of good information. Also in there, we ask, you know, questions like, you know, what other things would you like to be covered? All these different things, the way you, you know, really optimize is you get feedback. All right. And feedback. So we said that. So I'm asking you to do that so we get everybody in there. Okay. So the question is, okay, we're going to do 9 months and 3 months. We've talked about 9 months and 3 months. What is the key? So today I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff about follow-up and really how you work, you know, your business. And, you know, our intention is long-term growth. You know, I don't want to be a multi-level marketing company. I want to be a financial services, you know, advisory business that helps people win financially. I don't want to be a sales guy. I want to be somebody that educates, informs, or it takes a long-term approach, okay, to building a consistent business that, you know, will consistently pay me over and over and over and over again, you know, where I know I've got, you know, an income stream that will last. And you do that by building it correctly, and you don't, you know, fast, you know, run through shortcut, none of that kind of stuff. You do it the right way. But a lot of it has to do with the way you operate. So the first of the five steps, in my opinion, is create and use a marketing calendar. We will begin in November, starting. I'm going to finish up a few more things on this follow-up, and then I'm going to start working and talking about the marketing calendar. Because, you know, what I used to do in the days when I had the big base and I was running all that, we were having events and different things like that. In November, we would take a day, and I would pull my key guys. We would go to a hotel, rent a conference space at a hotel out of the office, even though I had an office, and we would spend an entire 8 hours, all right, with an outline of what we were going to do for the next year. We did it in November. I'll tell you how I got this. It was interesting. At Primerica, they do their budget meetings, all right, and they got to go in there and show what their budget's going to be for the following year. And so I thought, well, you know, why wouldn't I do something very similar that, you know, that has a plan of action? And we went in and we had our fast start schools and our events that we did for customers, our advertising, our trade shows. And we had this calendar and we pushed it out for as far as we could, had my assistant in there taking notes. Then we knew exactly what we're going to do. We also had our training calendar, all these different things that allowed us to operate on a consistent basis. So a marketing calendar, for instance, when it comes to what we do, is we've had all these different, you know, we have events, we know it's a second Saturday, we know different things like that. Well, I'm working now on, you know, every year you got to come up with something different and better and all that kind of stuff. So we'll probably run till the end of the year, our Monday, Thursday, all that kind of stuff. But starting in January, we're going to kick something off new. We're going to kick something off for a big client, you know, event. Last year's family financial workshop. I'm thinking about it. I'm open to ideas. But the bottom line is you should have a marketing calendar, and you can use Sales Team Pro to kind of work that marketing calendar by working and scheduling, you know, things that will be out in advance. Realistically, you could spend a couple of days just brainstorming on your marketing calendar and then put this into future delivery, okay, on your email marketing. And then you got something to follow up on it and pretty much could be set in place a lot of your stuff for the whole year. The first thing I would be thinking about is, you know, what did I learn this year? I think I'm going to do in the December kickoff meeting, I'm kind of going down the path of what I learned this year and what I'm going to do with it for next year. All right. And I'm going to go grow my business and really, you know, take my business into a whole nother level. What have I learned? One of the things that the biggest survey response about Sales Team Pro is that we have business systems in place now that we didn't have, process and stuff like that. Right. So the thing is that. The second thing is you want to grow your database. All right. And it says the rule of 3 hours and utilize all methods. So let me throw something at you. It's interesting. Well, I heard Bobby Hyde talk about he thinks he's probably made 800,000 cold calls, and they're really not that cold. I mean, they're cold to start, but he's been doing things on top of that, like direct mail. They know who he is. He's been calling the same people and over and over again, that kind of deal. But basically what Bobby said was he worked 3 hours a night, four nights a week. Guys, that's 12 hours. All right. 12 hours. And when I was making no money, and I said, it's 1985, I made $7,000, $7,700, and I went full time in August. So that was pretty pathetic. And I went to a fast start school, and Bob Safford said, before you do anything from 9 to noon, you need to be out prospecting, meet new people, and do that every day. I did that. And in 60 days, I went from making $7,000 a year. I was a regional leader. And then I made $3,300 in January of 86. I made $33,000 that year. And it was from getting up and going out and hitting the streets from 9 to noon. It was amazing to me what happened when I did that every day. That was 3 hours a day. I did that basically 4 days a week. On Fridays, kind of my Frank Venture self-organization day. So I did that. I then went from there to having a 16-year-old. I had two different 16-year-olds at night call for me into the city directory, similar to what Bobby did. He had a street guide. I learned that from Bobby, that he had a street guide where you could pick out the streets and it would give you the names and phone numbers of everybody on that street. And we would call them and do surveys, financial surveys. I had someone working for me at night from basically 5 to 9, four nights a week, which was 16 hours a week prospecting. And I would pick out the streets for to call, swing sets and minivans. And I had note cards, like four different full pack note card boxes of people that said, yeah, I would be open to do this or whatever. And then what I would do is go do drop-ins on these people when I was field trainer, I had appointments to do drop-ins. One night off of those cold calls, within a mile of my house, we've been calling, I closed 3 life insurance sales on the first visit to people that came off of those calls. But what was happening was I had consistent activity when it came to doing that. I then went from that over to having a radio show from 1 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday. I was doing radio, talk radio. I would leave my office and say, I'm going prospecting. And I did that for going on 8 years, Monday through Friday from 1 to 4. I got off the radio. I then have had someone do what Bree does for me consistently since 2001. They call and I'm always busy and I got stuff going on, but I don't make those phone calls. So you want to do that. You want to grow your database by utilizing all methods. What methods do you use? You've got all of your landing pages, you've got your any advertising, if you do a trade show, if you go prospecting face-to-face, call phone calls. What you want to do is do everything there is. You know, I have a podcast, I've got a radio show, I do all kinds of things, all right, in order to grow my database. And my database now is it's over 10,000 names. And so I don't have to get much out of 10,000 names to be able to do something. I mean, if I get a 2% response, that's 200 names, all right, 200 people. So out of 10,000. So what you want to do is work and grow your database. Third thing is you want to nurture your existing database. You know, one of the things that Dean Francis asked me, he says, you know, wonder what is the optimum number of customers that you should have? And, you know, looking back at some of the things, I think to myself, you know, if I'm working like in the investment business, you know, how many people can you get to know on a personal level? And I was thinking, you know, 200 or 300 people, you could probably do that if you really did a great job. And you probably would do more business by knowing those people if they're in the right market and they're upwardly moving, you know, type people making money. Chances are you may make more money off of having that number than having 1,000 of them you don't know. And so what you want to do is when you meet somebody, you want to nurture them along, get them to the point where you are their advisor. You're the, they're your client. All right. You're not a commodity. They trust you. They like you. They call on you. And to do that, you got to nurture them along. The next thing is follow up. You got to always be following up. My whole morning that I'm going to do today is about follow up. It's going to be purely follow up. And then lastly, train your team. And, you know, I look at the Sales Team Pro Market Training Center right now. It is the greatest training. There's nothing better than that. And the reason is that we only have people who are doing it speak. And we have all this content. It's organized. And, you know, you can, and we've opened it up to, if you've got teammates that are friends or whatever that are not using Sales Team Pro, all they got to do is go to salesteampro.com/training. They can get in, they can see all this kind of stuff. So what you want to be thinking about is make sure your people get this. Number, they're all going in the same direction. And then what happens, you'll have consistent growth. You'll have good business going. So what we want to do is today, I'm going to talk on optimizing the follow-up. The follow-up I got, this may be a two-part, you know, PowerPoint. I got so much good information. I've been working on this for, I don't know, several weeks, because I just see the difference in most people where they're at. They're just not doing a good job following up. They're, you know, not utilizing all the tools to follow up. So the first question is this: if you go back over your career, ask yourself, how many leads have you stopped following up on? In other words, you got their name. And then the next thing you know, you call them a time or two, they're on a piece of paper, you know, and they're gone. All right. So the first question is that, how many leads have you stopped following up on? Now let's put this in perspective. Unless they're in the lower 20 percentile of economics, they don't have any money. All right. Chances are over a period of time, they're going to do business with somebody in the financial services business. They're going to buy insurance, have retirement plans, have 401ks, all that kind of stuff. It might as well be you. So what you want to do is have those people in. How many people have you had appointments with that canceled and you never got back? You never followed up, never got them going. All right. I got one that's set up tomorrow that this guy's got $1 million and we did it in April and I've got $13,000 of his money. I noticed that, you know, it every time the rollovers just ain't got done and this, that, and the other, it's $1 million. All right. And so anyway, I saw he's a cancel on me a number of times and all this kind of stuff. And every time I talk to him, he's ready to do it. Yeah, I got to get this together. And, you know, and the good news is that the $13,000 he put in is up like 9% after fees already. So the point is, how many of those did we never follow up on? How many customers have you lost or stopped talking to? How much money are you leaving on the table? The front end is not the answer. It's the back end. It begins with the front end. The back end's where all the money is. All right. So this is a system, the way you automate. And if you understand the marketing automation, is you go find people and you've got all these different methodologies of finding people. I meet people. It's just, you know, I was out last weekend and met two guys, both of Vanderbilt homecoming. I'm over watching football, meet these two young couples, you know, both of them are sharp, whole deal. One of them's got his baby coming in 3 weeks. He's like, man, I'm getting ready to lose an income. I told him what I was. He actually knew who I was. I got his name in Sales Team Pro, stuck it in there, made the notes for Bree to follow up. So now we do that. We do whatever. We have a landing page. We advertise the trade show. We meet them face to face. We're doing our 3 hours. We stick them in. Then from there, we start nurturing. All right. So we nurture with 2 or 3 emails, send them to an event, send them to whatever it may be. You make a phone call, you do whatever, you finally convert them. You make sure over the next 4 weeks by putting in the new client, whatever it is, it's got 4 weeks of follow up. You check in every week. Now they're locking down with you to make sure everything's good. Then you continue to do things. Then you get the rest of their money by upselling because they like you. And then they start giving you referrals. That's the idea behind a real system. All right. Now in the background, you've got all this kind of stuff running. That's the key to it. All right. You got things running in the background. You got automation going. You've got people helping. You got people, you got technology, you got advertising, you got all this kind of stuff going on. You know, I ran an ad in the Tennessean newspaper for 10 years. It's $500 a month. It was a recruiting ad. Ran 7 days a week. All right. I look back at that. I averaged in my base shop, I made $1,000 for every hiring pack that came in. I knew that if they came in, I could take 350 recruits and I know I'm going to make 350,000, not including the back end where I got some of those recruits became full timers. And so it cost me $500 a month. So all I had to do to win was get one recruit a month. All right, off of it. And I was getting more than that. And so I ran that and did it for 10 years until one day, you know, the internet kind of took over, it got less, and then I moved to something else. But so consistent effort. All right. And then what happens is you have consistent activity. All right. So now we keep going. So here's 9 ways you can start optimizing. All right. The first one is have a follow-up schedule. And I'm going to go through and kind of show what that means, that you have a system. You know, part of our follow-up schedule is we got the lifetime value of a client. All right. So if they're a big lifetime value, you do it every quarter. If they're medium, it's every 6 months. If it's low value, it's once a year. But then in addition to that, you've got another 15 or 20 campaigns going out there. You got birthdays, you're calling, you're doing all this kind of stuff. And so now you've got a schedule, all right, that you're going to be doing. And that schedule needs to be written. And I'm going to talk about that. Use different contact formats. You can reach people through email, text, calling. You can drop in on them. All right. You can use social media. You can do all these different things. You want to utilize every one of those formats to be able to make it happen. You want to time your follow-up. All right. So you want to look at when you're going to follow up next. So say you have somebody, we've got campaigns in there right now that you talk to somebody for whatever reason, they just weren't quite ready. You can set that thing up for 6 months later. All right. Say, hey, just checking in, see how you're doing, all that kind of stuff. And so what you want to be doing is working the follow-up. There's so much business out there. It blows my mind how much business is out there. When I had a lady calling yesterday, she's got like, Bree set it up. She got like $13,000 or something like that. And it was an orphan client, $13,000 in American funds, all in Investment Company of America. And so anyway, we somehow talk. I don't know what, I didn't look at the notes. All I know is on my calendar, I made a call with her. She got $155,000 to roll over at $13,000. And she said, well, I'm just trying to figure out what to do. I said, well, you're up 19% year to date on your account, and you put this much in and you're up this much since you went in there. Been a client since 2007, and it's got $13,000 in there. I don't know what happened. All I know is on my calendar, I called a lady, and that's what ended up happening. All right. You want to leverage your emails. You've got all these templates. You go in there, you should go in to your campaigns and look and say, okay, what can I do? All right. You know, I got products, I got advice, I got all these different things that I can do, goodwill, referrals, everything you'd imagine, leverage all of these things, track your actual contact attempts. So one of the things that we did for years, we had a phone blitz on Sunday night and on Monday, and we would have calls, talk tos, and sets. A lot of people think that if they make a phone call and don't talk to anybody, they're working. Well, that's not working. So I've looked on the way Bree operates. She calls, texts, and emails. All right. And guess what? We get in touch with people. So you need to start looking at actual contact attempts. Okay. What you're doing. How many people did you always talk to? The next thing, would it be okay if I were to send you an email in case you have an interest at a later date? I'll follow up in 2 weeks. I'll follow up in a month. I'll make sure that we follow up at the end of the year or the beginning of the year or whatever. You know, I know you got this money coming or whatever, and you put it in there and say, hey, would it be? And then what you do is you give them the next steps. Here's what's going to happen next. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, that kind of thing. Use content to expand the range of potential touch points. You can do blast emails to your database by just picking up, good ideas. I had an article I was going to go, I may post it, but it's talking about how optimistic people live longer, make more money, okay, have more friends. They've done all these studies, and I'm thinking, all right, that would be something that could be sent out, all right, about, you know, just something, hey, I thought this was might be of interest to you, and put a little something in there. You have the ability to do custom campaigns if you want to do it. Now, let's say you send out an email campaign. You do a blast. It's on a custom list in SalesTing Pro. So you decide you're going to send 50 emails out. I know a lot of people pick out their list, and you've got 50 of them. And then go in that custom list and click through and look at who opened. And those people are great that's a great opportunity for to say, hey, hey, John, I just want to follow up. I saw you open this last email and just check in and see how you're doing. Or you can even go in and say, hey, Mary, listen, I just wanted to hit you up. I sent you a couple of emails. I know she didn't hadn't had a chance to look at them. How are you doing? What's going on? You got all these reasons so you can look. And then what about the ones that you're getting, they download something? Those should be, they've told you exactly what to do. And then you want to use your custom list to be able to kind of roll through all of this kind of stuff. So anyway, let's keep going. So we want to focus on the top of the funnel. All right. So everyone is familiar with the idea of tracking their close rate, but what about your contact rate? Let's talk about that. And what about the number of people you're actually doing? You should keep up with the number of, you know, people you're dialing, number of people you're talking to, and the number of people that you're actually getting appointments with that are keeping. We talked about optimizing your calendar to where you give them a reason to lock them down, okay, by putting in good content in the links inside your calendar. So now what you're doing, you're focusing on the top of the funnel, your contact, that's the ones you're able to get in touch with. Look, if you're just out there thinking you're going to send an email and everything's going to, they're going to just call you, it's not going to work. It's like sticking a flyer on a windshield. You may get one here and there. So you need to go through, use all the methods. All right. Then you want to look at how often you're scheduling. All right. And then the ones that actually happen. All right. Then that way you keep up. I know in April of this last year, I had 52 appointments and generated $120,000 in income off of my 52 appointments. Think about that. All right. So I can go through, you can go through on your Acuity or whichever calendar. It usually, you can go in there and it'll tell you how many appointments you have or how many you're set. You can go in there. You've got analytics on your calendar. All right. So now, so what we're going to do is we're going to focus on, you know, I meet people, all right, and I stick them in. I never. When we do things, what I want to do is I want to first start by warming them up. So I'm going to send them something. All right. So that, like that guy that, you know, he's got a baby on the way and stuff like that. I send him something first. All right. So you're like, I'm going to jump on these people. Well, yeah, that's fine. All right. But what you want to do is you want to approach people, okay, that are good leads in a way that ultimately they get sold over time. And then they're willing participants in letting you talk to them. So what does it say? Most advisors don't realize how many leads are won or lost at the top of the funnel. All right. So what happens is the more you start and you start working on it, all right, you think, well, these are the ones. Well, no, these are the ones that where the money is all the ones that are not ready yet. So what we want to do is we want to have a mindset that we're going to bring up that front end number. So let's say you bring up the number of people you actually contact. All right. So you're out here dialing for dollars and you call 50 people and you don't talk to anybody. All right. But if you just do one little thing, and that is say, I'm going to make sure to use all the different ways to increase the front end contacts. In other words, I'm not going to be sitting here, oh, I've been dialing. I see people all the time. They think they're working when they call somebody and nobody answers. All right. That doesn't count. All right. When they don't answer, well, then you got to text them, then you got to email, we got a social media message, we got all these different ways. So the upstream improvement of 20% in contact and meeting rates is 40% increase in your close rates. Think about that. So if you can talk to 20% more people, you're going to get 20% more meetings to close. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to make 40% more money. So, I mean, it's nuts. Okay. How it works. Let's keep going. All right. So you want to focus on making sure that these people get talked to. Stop making excuses. Oh, I worked. No, you didn't work. What you did is you're on there saying, oh, I hope they don't answer the phone. All right. Or whatever. You got to just grind out those numbers. Now watch this. These are all studies. I've been digging into all this stuff. These are studies. Now watch this. People don't always pick up on the first try, and sometimes it takes multiple calls to make the contact. It says every reason under the sun for not making another call, including if they were interested, they would return my voicemail. Did you optimize your voicemail? All right. So let's take a look at it. So how many calls should you make before you give up? So this shows, this was a study done by a company, I'll tell you the name of it anyway, my brain's lost. But anyway, the contact probability based on persistence. So if you call, you got a 48% chance the first, you got it by the third call, you got an 81% chance. By the sixth time you call him, you got a 93% chance. All right, of being able to talk to him. So if you get a night, if you have people and you get to talk to, attempt to, and actually communicate with 93% of the people, how much more money you're going to make than if you make one call and half the time you're never going to get to talk to them. All right. So calling three times more is 68% more effective. Think about that. So if you want to make three, you do three times the calls, it's 68% more effective, 94% more effective than calling one time. Most people call once and quit. And they're thinking, man, I'm not making any money. Well, no, you're not doing what you need to be doing. So what is one more call going to do? Okay. This is the crazy part. It says the good news is that as the odds of making contact go up with each additional call, the bad news is the odds of agents actually making another call also goes down. All right. So watch this. So they're saying, well, I've called them three times and they didn't answer, didn't respond. So I don't think I'm going to call them anymore. But the reality is that if you call them again, the chances and probability of you reaching them and being able to do something goes up, but you get discouraged and you call less. Makes no sense because people love that. That's why a guy like Bobby Hike just dials 100 a night. He didn't give a, he just keeps dialing. He's going to get his numbers in. Then he's direct mailing them and doing all this kind of stuff. So what do you got to do? All right. You got to be persistent. You got to start thinking about, hey, if you want to do 3, 9 months in 3 months, guess what you do? You do 9 months in 3 months, right? You crank your numbers up. You crank your text up. You crank your emails up. You crank your drop-ins up. You crank everything up. And then instead of getting, discouraged, what do? You nurture more. You call more. 50% of leads are qualified, not ready to buy. All right. 50% of sales happen after the fifth touch. All right. So if 50% of them are qualified but not ready, and you do two calls, you didn't get there. 50% of all the sales happen after the fifth touch. Good information, right? So now how do you stay in touch? And we'll kind of finish up with this. The goal is to stay in front of prospects in a way that creates value rather than annoying them. All right. So if you call them like, hey, can we have an appointment? No, you follow up by doing stuff and giving them good information. And that good information allows you to continually to professionally follow up until one day you end up getting it. So not all leads are ready, but that doesn't mean they aren't worth pursuing. All right. If real estate is about location, 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 lead nurturing is about follow up, follow up, follow up. The goal is to stay in front of people in a way that creates value rather than pissing them off and annoying them. All right. That's why you ask questions when you're closing. If you tell people you're pushy, if you ask questions, you're not, and you get responses that tell you what you need to be able to do. So anyway, I'm going to cut it with that, turn it over. I got that many more I ain't even got to today, but we're going to make it happen. So turn it over to some of our different panelists to give some input. And who do I see here? The one and only Tommy Lee. What's up, buddy? Tommy. Are you there? He's back.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Looking good, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Amazing call. Amazing. You said a couple years ago that things would change, and things are changing.
All right, tell me about what's been changing with you. Tell me about your the last couple months income and Manny and all that kind of stuff.
Right now, in the last 4 months, we're up 78%, which is unbelievable. I mean, we're averaging about $40,000 a month of income for the last 4 months. And that's a big deal for me because, 20 versus 40,
Big difference, right? You're living, somehow or another, you're living on 20, right?
Yeah, I'm living less than 20, really. I mean, you're really like 15. I'm pretty lean.
But what I'm saying is now you've got double that. You used to be living on 20. And saving money, and now you got an extra 20. So,
yeah, it's really, it's just unbelievable. And I'm not working harder. We're just working smarter. And the thing is happening where you know, the schedule's getting filled. I mean, I mean, just like what you're saying, everybody's been getting all these emails and they've been, you know, getting the birthdays, they're on their third round now, you know? So I can't even believe like the warm market, it's really taken a lot of the cold and it's turned it into warm. And then just adding those contacts as it's going, the referrals are just coming, and just easy phone calls that I'm just reaching out, like you're saying, just talking to people.
How many dials are you making or reach outs every day, you think?
Not that many. I mean, I'm just reaching maybe 5 or 10, and just because I have new people that are getting recruited now that we're using the B-Dollar Smart. So that was a big play too, where that really has made some huge moves in our, you know, more business and just, you know, a way to train people and duplicate people and that kind of thing. So everything is up all around. But the recruits that are coming, I'm using the video. So Sales Team Pro is the farm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we talked about like almost 3 years ago, you know, where you said to get that sucker big. And now we're at about 2,000 contacts in there. And then just following up, using the system, calling a birthday. I knew it would take time. And now it's just like cherry picking, like the top off the funnel. I mean, I could get on the call. I could get on the phone right now and book 5 appointments in the next hour. And just, there's just so much sitting there. I mean, it's really, I don't have enough time to go see all the stuff.
You've been COVID for what, 3 weeks? Pretty hard?
I got COVID for 3 weeks. I got knocked on my ass with that pretty bad.
How much money did you make?
Made $59,000 last month, and that took maybe two and a half weeks. And then I was on my ass like for two, three weeks, pretty bad. Okay,
guys.
And this month, we should make about 30 this month. So we're on that track right now, between 30 and 35, maybe 40 possibly. But perfect. It's just been unbelievable. Manny's got a good shot at making over 30 to 40 this month. You know what I mean? So, but just, it's just a different business. Team Cash is going to hit pretty high, maybe 150 to 200,000 this month. So things are going great. Richie's doing well. We have new recruits that are coming in that are using both. We're pulling the contacts in, and then we're using the farm, and then the videos I've been using too for the fertilizer, you know, and then the B dollars, the tractor picking up all the crops. And then I send out cards with a big tray of brownies to everybody that, like, so I just got a little system going, man. It's just, it's fun, no stress, and more money. Just incredible.
Well, you're doing it the right way. And by doing it the right way, you're starting it now. You know, sometimes when you start doing things right, you step back. I'll give you an example. When we started, you know, I got sick and tired of Recruit Dakota 25%. So I just said, we're just not going to train anybody until they're licensed. And for about 3 months, our business went down because we lost some stuff. And this is back, you know, 20 years ago. And then what happened is we started getting everybody licensed. When they understood that the most important thing was to get a license, not to get field trained, I had a change of the way I did business. Next thing you know, my Recruit Code went to 70%. We didn't waste our time with people that couldn't even pass the test. And suddenly the base shop doubled. All right. It went down first. And when you start doing it right, sometimes that happens. Hey, Tommy, thank you.
We tried that with my sister. She's a doctor. We got her license first, and she just got her license 30 days ago. We did 7 appointments, 7 videos fully watched. 7 out of 7 are doing business all around. Just
there you go.
So,
and people are so, I like getting them licensed first. And that way there's no, hey, you want help? Great. Here, I'll go with you. We'll split it. You want to do it on your own? Do it on your own. I don't care. You got people like that. And then we take all that out. All right, let me call some other people here. Let me look here. Wanda Archer, where's Wanda? Is Wanda on here?
I'm on here.
Wanda, tell us what happened while you're at Sales Team Pro meeting.
Well, I got the coveted ring. I clicked over 100,000.
How about that?
I've been trying for 27 years to do that. So finally made it.
How about that, guys? 27 years and now she went over 100. So what's been going on with you? Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, we implemented B-Dollar Smart this summer, and then I've had Sales Team Pro for several years and I hadn't really used it, but B-Dollar Smart allowed me to hire someone to help me with Sales Team Pro.
Okay.
And introduced it all to my team. And so they're getting organized. My income is up 140% rolling 12. My team's income is up. They're learning how to build a business the right way with the systems in place and having the organization. And my business is a little bit different where I live in Boulder, Colorado, but most of my business is in Southeastern Washington State. Okay. So I came up here to Washington State 6 weeks ago, used Sales Team Pro to, pull all the contacts I wanted to talk to, putting in new contacts. And so far we've done, I can't even tell you how many appointments. We're close to probably 60 first time appointments in 6 weeks. And it's just easy to do it because I can sit, right now I'm sitting at the car dealership waiting for my car. And I was going through my Sales Team Pro and reading all the notes that my office manager put in, who I need to contact, kind of doing those systems and have my day totally lined out where I get up each morning. I start at 8 a.m. and I quit about 10 p.m. and just go through appointments all day and have everything lined out. It makes it so much easier, so much more organized, and we're just getting stuff done.
That's good. That's great. I love to hear that because here's what I believe. And guys, I can take anybody that's been around that's got all their licenses, let them be around here for 90 days to 6 months. And I tell them, I said, look, I got 10 set appointments a week for you in front of qualified people. They're going to be able to make money and do well, and they're going to learn. You're going to learn more. You do 60 appointments in 6 weeks, or you're going to learn more about what to do. And so everything is about what's happened to you. If you go back, your income's up 140%. I would say your number of appointments are probably up at least that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've done more first time appointments than I've ever done in my entire career.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. It's amazing. And that just leads to other things. I know, I think I've accumulated over $1 million in assets just on the first 10 appointments that I did when I came back to Washington.
Yeah. So what happens, everything evolves around getting in front of qualified people. If you're in front of qualified people, and what happens is in our business, you've got people that I used to, when I had all these radio leads coming in and a lot of the stuff, I had people that made a living because they were handed fish. All right. They were just dropped it in their mouth and they made a living, but then they didn't do a good job of prospecting, doing everything like that. And so then they thought that the answer to the business was to know everything. And what the real answer I believe is that you've got to have a big system that allows you to be in front of a lot of people. And then from there, you know everything, because all you got to do is somebody's got to ask you one question, you don't know the answer to it, then you remember that. That's the whole idea of the law of the field. So anyway, congratulations. And that, hey, is that not
Thank
exciting
you.
Stuff? I mean, we got so many exciting things going on from people that are out there working. And hey, John Peretz, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, bud. Good to be on here. Good to, I love every Tuesday. I look forward to it so much. I wanted to share with everyone, one thing that it's very rarely talked about. I don't remember how I found it, but you go into MyPOL under all apps and look at special reports. There's something in there called your life and investment comp report.
Yes.
Right. And Roy, when we found that and started to look at where our compensation came from, that was a game changer. Like literally, we've been tracking it all year. And yeah, our income's up, but our residual income, because that's what we focus on, our residual income is up year to date, 20,000 residual, yeah. Right? Like nothing. When you start to really understand as a business owner where that stuff comes from, that for us was a big deal. And then I talk about it all the time, the advisor playbook, and running that system, Sales Team Pro is so tailor-made to fit into that system, because it really, what was a game changer for us was becoming referable. I know you've talked about that before, making yourself referable, making referrals a focus, and then knowing how to actually, it's not asking, but putting yourself in a position for them. And we've had more referrals come in since we applied that than ever. But, you know, we're, I don't know, we're about a year and a half, maybe a little bit more into Sales Team Pro and running the system. And, you know, now my wife, TJ, who you met, you know, she runs half of that. Our daughter is now making calls. So it's exciting to watch all these systems come into play. And you know, you hear it all the time, have your process, right? Like, play your strength and have your process. And I think, you know, with this community and this tech, and this system, everything just starts to really add up.
Yeah, you know, the one of the things that I used to draw this with my full-time guys, I would draw like a box, and I'd say, here's the front door, and we're going to open it. Here's the back door, we're going to close it. And then all we have to do is bring someone in the front door if we close the back door and we grow. Now, if we open the front door and open the back door, which is the way most people operate, then you can run as many people through there. And then what ends up happening is you don't grow. Matter of fact, it's even worse, because if you don't close the back door, the people that, so if I have a rep as an example, or that's been around for 2 years and they leave, then that's a big loss. I can't replace a 2-year rep that I've spent time with, trained, all that stuff, energy, replace them with a new recruit. But everybody keeps thinking, oh, recruit, recruit, recruit. No, open the front door. Yes, you want to recruit people and build your business out. And it's the same with your clients. If you have a client that's been with you, trust you, likes you, been with you for a long time, and you neglect the guy or person, whatever it is, and then they leave you and you replace them with a new one, it's not the same. So you want to think about opening the front door and closing the back door. And then that's where that's what you're seeing with an AUM, all right? You're popping up, you know, making more money, because, you know, what's happened is you didn't lose a bunch of business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't lose business and the stock market goes up, then what does that mean? Your AUM goes up and your recurring income goes up. But if you're not paying attention and you're losing business, all right, then you're right, you know, that's it. So anyway, hey buddy, thank you. Sherwin Ford, what's going on, buddy?
Hey Roy, thanks so much again for this morning. I have about 4 pages worth of notes here. I would say the biggest thing for me has been just the challenge that you've provided to us constantly to just implement systems. It has been, I know how to work. It has been hard for me to let go of some of the old habits and, you know, sort of implement some of these new systems. So I'm really, really loving this. I feel like I'm a new recruit again, you know, and I feel like the business and the ideas for future is just completely open now. So yeah, systems.
Systems, you know, and that was the, like I said, the number one thing people said, you know, number two on the survey is being able to reconnect with their clients and stuff like that. But the first one was systems, and systems allow you to, you know, have a life and have a business. You know, your business shouldn't be your life. You should have a business and a life and let the business serve you rather than you serving the business.
I mean, that's a really good point. I would say prior to last year, I just worked anytime there was an opening in my schedule, And last year I saw that my kids and my family really needed me to be there.
Right.
And I was able to implement systems last year that allowed our income to increase. So, coming into last year, we were hovering around like 130, 140, and I was working all the time. I actually took time to breathe, implemented new systems, started taking the stuff from Sales Team Pro and what I was learning, and our income, we're going to cross 250,000 this month just because of the systems that we've implemented. Am I working more than I did before? No. I've just implemented systems, and I feel like I'm a business person for the first time. Even though I've been an RVP since 2014, I can finally say I feel like a business person. That just changes things.
That's cool, man. So, I mean, hey, the whole idea, let's work half as much and make twice as much. I mean, that's I like that plan better than, yeah, I came down here. I'm in Florida and, you know, I've been doing some stuff while I'm down here, but I mean, man, alive. Well, I mean, you know, I was down here for 7 days before the sales team pro event. And now here we are again. So, hey, Chuck Tuttle, buddy, you did a great job on all of those on your part on the, you know, great ideas. I'd love to get, I don't know if Chris can reach out to you, but I think we, you know, all those ideas, I'd love to get like the back end to the ideas, you know, that you put on. But tell us what's happening, bro.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. The event was over the top in Nashville. I didn't know what to expect, but I'm telling you, I'm glad I came. I agree with Sherwin. What has happened is I've been in the business a long time, but this whole concept of systems and what you're doing, Roy, I mean, I get some every week. I would pay $50 just to hear you talk about how to grow the business and all this kind of jazz, because it's really blessing me. And it's doing something for my business. I kind of shared it a little bit from the stage, but my numbers are up and all this kind of stuff, and it's really good. I mean, I'm telling you, my cash is up. This month, my cash is up 28%. My premium's up 53% from last year. My securities production is up 40%. And so all this stuff is happening, and it's happening because Sales Team Pro is forcing me to be better, is forcing me to have a system, has forced me to connect with people, talk to people, all this kind of jazz. So it's really blessing me. And if you just have Kristen get back with me, and I'm willing to help the team learn how to do what I'm doing with these broadcasts. I think about this, and I'll just say this. A rich and wealthy man gave me this, Ed Randall. He said, this is a place where salespeople are king. Let me say it again. This is a place where salespeople are king. Sales Team Pro is where salespeople are king, because you have this environment where you have guys that are not theorists, people out in the field, and we're adding all our stuff to it. And every week it gets better. I mean, dadgummit, it just wipes me out. We give an idea, and then bang, it just shows up the next week. I just love you guys. Thank you.
And that's why I just want to encourage you guys, if you haven't gone through this training center and with your team, get your guys on there. I mean, that the training center is the best training anywhere, period. Okay. And the reason is we've got hundreds of hours of $100,000 earners and up that do it. You know, I mean, like Chuck and all the rest of you that are on here. Thanks, buddy. Hey, David Mead, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, give us something.
Excellent. Yeah, I guess the big thing is just always be improving. I've been to Nashville twice. Once was for a Tom Hopkins boot camp that you introduced me to 20 years ago. And I don't know how much money I made learning Tom Hopkins. It wasn't just one Tom Hopkins weekend. It was a period of several over our career, just always getting better. And this is this format, this arena allows us to all just get better on a regular, consistent basis. You know, I learned, I don't know how many months ago, somebody get your assets under management, and I paid somebody to send them all postcards, and had a gal call me back. She's has $418 with us, not $418,000, just $418. And I just talking to her, and you said, I don't mean hundreds of times, you said, ask them, you know, so you have anybody you working with your money? And she said, well, it's funny you ask me that. I just retired and I have, you know, X number of dollars. I haven't moved it, haven't done anything with it. So we got an appointment, just a postcard, asking the right questions, always getting better. The Sales Team Pro Conference was magnificent. I'm a little bit, you know, all these things to get better at, just kind of taking one at a time, so I don't get overwhelmed. Okay, this is an area I need to get better at. And we're not very good at social media, but we're going to get better at that. We're, you know, there's areas that we definitely can get to improve on. We're still figuring out the B Dollar Smart, getting that implemented into this. You know, and I got to tell you, every Tuesday, I rearrange whatever morning, you know, routine I have to implement this. I've 7 a.m. for the clubhouse meeting on Fridays is a bit. I have another schedule on Fridays, but I do make sure I listen to the podcast. So when I do other things, and you know, got some ideas from that recently. You know, Josh Mock talked about kind of five things that you can do to build relationships, and I thought, man, that was really good. So just, I guess the thing I can tell everybody is just is always work on getting better. You know, and you're talking about, you know, optimizing, get rid of the stuff that doesn't work, and, you know, mash and get better at the stuff that does work. You know, every Thursday morning, I got my daughter works on our campaigns, and we have a campaign going out every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. And I had a gal, she's responded a few times. And then she even responded recently, hey, would you mind if I shared my number with my mom? And obviously, I said yes. And then, but then, you know, the old school, new school, you got to follow up. You know, that's what the theme of this morning is called. So I called her and said, hey, did you ever share my name and number with your mom? And she says, well, it's funny you should ask, I'm with her right now. And then, so we scheduled a time right then and there to meet. Her mom's in San Diego. I'm up north from there. And so with Zoom, we can get all plugged in and everything. So, thank you.
Hey, I'll give you one idea, guys. If you want to mail to your clients, and we'll give you just an idea. I got this from American Funds. We used to do this years ago. So what you do is you print the statements, all right, and you put a post-it note on the statement, and you mail it to them. It says, hey, give me a call regarding your account, all right? The next thing you know, the addresses are all good on your AUM, all right? You might circle it, put a little note on there, whatever it is. We used to do that all the time, and people would call us back. All right. And before you know it, they were engaged. And so a lot of good stuff like that. Let me see. Norm. Hey,
Roy.
Yes, Roy. Jump in here, buddy.
Well, man, you made a good choice not coming here this weekend. Okay. We had that storm come in, slam this place like crazy here in Northern California. But I wanted to do a little bragging on this. We got one of our RVPs. She has spoke during a meeting on STP back in the early days. Right now, just finalized a $456,000 rollover. Okay, still waiting for another $57,000. She's finishing $119,000 in 529 plans. She's doing a $200,000 appointment today. She'll have the ring by December, and she says it's all because STP.
There you go.
Her name is Carolyn Collins.
Good. I need to meet Carolyn Collins. Hey, right. Thank you. Hey, what I'm going to do real quick, Norm, real fast, and we hadn't heard from Ed, and let Ed close it out. Norm, what's happening, buddy? Real quick.
Hey, my friend. I'm so excited. You know, I'm still rocking from that John Rule guy on the whole giftology philosophy. Yeah. That was the thing at the Sales Team Pro Conference that I just, to me, that was the thing that really, that's what I came there for. Really, and along with everything else, but that was what got me. And I made an immediate switch to my calendar link. And I don't know if the rest of you guys can do this too, but I use BookMe. And so now, and I'm booked up through the 9th of November already. You know, we've been gone 10 days. After that, we went to Niagara Falls and the Poconos, and we just literally got back last night in Texas. But on your calendar link, man, when somebody books an appointment, why not give them something for just booking an appointment? I put a link in mine where they're going to get a free How Money Works book. The link from Sales Team Pro goes right out to them just for booking an appointment.
There you go. Hey, well, so it's called, but we need to get with Kristen on that. And we'll put this up on the resource on this BookMe deal. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's a great idea. See, guys, you get one good idea just like that. All right. So, hey, Norm, thank you, buddy. Hey, thanks for helping us down there. And Ed Randall, what's up, man? How's life? What's going on?
Life is good, Roy, and getting better every day. And listening to you guys, sharing with you every Tuesday is one of the highlights of my life. And I continue to enjoy it. I want to take off on what John Peretz had to say about this report. Okay, that's the REP compensation report he was talking about. It's on the page where you click to get to anything that you're looking for with reports. It's down at the bottom on the left-hand side. If you're not using this to guide your activity, guys, you're missing a good idea, okay? Because this thing is a genius piece of work. It breaks all your income sources down to a point to where it literally can dictate to you what your priorities ought to be. And we all got a little bit different twist on the business, so it's flexible. It gives you a good look at all the different breakdowns by generation. I look at this at least twice a month, okay, along about the middle of the month and then after the end of the month. And it really sets the agenda for me and my activities for the next the coming month. So good job, John, highlighting that to everybody, okay? Roy, life is good, man. Like I said, everything's up with us. Our securities business has gone through the roof. When you start having over a good year in 20, and in a year later, you're up 50% and 60% managed accounts, total, it's kind of mind-boggling. I've never seen numbers like this. And I wish I were a little younger and I could get some of these young people into the business. We're still looking for the one. That's what I call that person we're looking for to be the next first generation RVP for us. We're going to find him or her. There's no question about that, because we're just going to keep on root hogging until we find them. Great job. We love you, Roy.
Hey, thanks, Ed. And good to talk to you again. Hey, guys, one last thing. Surveys. Fill the surveys out so we can get the input back, and which is going to help us to have a better, better kickoff meeting the second week of November. So with that, y'all have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. See you later.